Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa's junior U.S. senator is emphasizing the need to care for migrants coming to the U.S., even as she reiterates her desire to secure the southern border. Republican Senator Joni Ernst recently returned from a trip to the Texas-Mexico border. Senator Ernst visited a few facilities at the border, including a port of entry facility and a shelter for children. She's advocating for a permanent solution to what she calls a humanitarian crisis at the border.
Providing care to migrants is non-negotiable, but so is securing our border and permanently fixing the loopholes and systemic issues that exist in our current immigration system.
Senator Ernst says migrants are receiving 3 hot meals each day, but the facility conditions are uncomfortable. She adds she frequently heard during her visit about the need to revise asylum laws and to bring in more judges to process claims. About 250,000 Iowans get their drinking water from private wells, and having those wells routinely tested for contaminants is vital. That's according to an expert with Iowa State University Extension Outreach who recently talked to Radio Iowa. She says wells should be tested at least once a year and right away if there's been flooding nearby. Without proper testing, health officials say you could be exposing yourself to pollutants like E. coli bacteria and nitrates. The annual powwow is underway in Winnebago, Nebraska. This is audio of intertribal dancing provided by a listener of Siouxland Public Media. The 153rd Winnebago Homecoming runs through Sunday at Veterans Memorial Park. It is known as two of the world's oldest powwows and honors Chief Little Priest and 75 of his Winnebago warriors who served with the U.S. Cavalry in 1865. Beside the grand entries, there's all kinds of foods, including traditional Native American cuisine, dancing, and traditional songs. Plus, there are craft vendors from different tribes across the country. The event attracts people from all over the U.S. and the world. And tonight is the final show for the Downtown Live Concert Series. You can see the color. The Taylor Scott Band performs tonight in front of the Sioux City Public Museum.
Taylor is a young guy. He kind of calls his sound and the band just American rock and roll, really is what it is.
That's one of the organizers of the event, Brent Stockton. The Taylor Scott Band also plays a little soul and funk. Downtown Live starts tonight at 6 o'clock. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update at 4:04 with Mary Hartnett. Have a fantastic Friday afternoon. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center.